best friend.
Hello. Hello.
Got her own money.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Sorry. This is Lauren calling from Beauty Salon. I'm looking to speak with Jody.
This is she.
Oh, hey, Jody. I see here that you have an appointment for tomorrow at 5 p.m. Cut and color.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so unfortunately, we are going to have to reschedule.
Oh, okay. Is there something wrong?
No, not really. We're just changing some things up here.
What are you changing? Like, are your hours changing or is it?
It's more like we're just trying to put off a different aesthetic.
Oh.
You know, to like attract younger clientele, make it a little more vibey.
I'm sorry, what?
So yeah, if we could just move your appointment to around noon when the other older people are here, that would be best.
Excuse, what do you mean older?
40's the new 20s, right?
I'm 33.
Ugh, I mean, aww.
Excuse me?
Sorry, I just had something stuck in my throat.
I don't understand what's happening here.
So is noon okay?
I made my appointment at 5 o'clock. I would like my appointment to be at 5.
Right, and I hear that, but my boss says that 5 is when the younger, sexier Gen Zers are getting off work, so...
Oh my god, you can't say things like that to people.
Well, see, we just want people to look inside and see a bunch of snacks getting their hair done. That's why I booked myself in your time slot.
What?
You understand, right?
You better back up. You are age-shaming me, and I'm not even old. There is no way I'm giving up my appointment for you.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that you feel disrespected by our conversation.
Oh, you gotta be f***ing kidding me.
I'm sorry, I never meant for you to feel that way. My mom always taught me to respect my elders, and I respect
you. Oh my god, this is unbelievable. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious, I respect you.
Stop. Either you're really stupid, or you're doing this on purpose to alienate your clientele. I don't know, but this is not going to go unnoticed. I am going online. I am telling my friends.
Okay.
I don't even know where to begin.
Okay, I'm sorry that you feel that way, but I really gotta go. I have some other calls to make, so you're booked for noon tomorrow.
No, I'm booked at 5 o'clock tomorrow. I am not going to be there at noon. And for your information, I have been going to your salon for an incredibly long time, and I have never, ever been treated so poorly.
See, yeah, that's what I said. You've been here for a long, long time, and that's why noon would be best.
All right, that's enough. I want to speak to your manager. I'm done with you.
Okay, but he only talks to young people at this time, so should I lie about your age?
Call me old one more time, and I swear to...
Okay.
Put your manager on the phone.
Well, I can't do that, because I don't really work at the salon. I work at a radio station with a bunch of old people, and this is a prank phone call.
What?
Yeah, this is Alexis from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh my god, you gotta be kidding me.
I'm so sorry. This whole thing is a joke. I don't work there. It's just a prank. Your friend Jessie set you up because she said you'd get really upset if I messed with your age.
I was about to have a coronary.
A what?
It's an old people thing, I guess.
I've never heard of that. I don't have that.
Oh no.